Kia ora. Welcome to the Render Gathering. This is your daily dose. No obedience. Have you ever met a stubborn person? Supremely unmotivated and unwilling to change. In our lives, we can become so set in our thinking, our preferences, and our ways for a variety of different reasons. We can be lazy and like doing nothing. We can be embarrassed and worried about what others think. We can simply not care about what's happening and therefore become disengaged. When it comes to God, there are many people out there who cry out to be used by God and then cry to Him that they're feeling used. We at times are so stubborn with God. He calls us to do something for Him and provides the opportunity to do it, and our first response is, nah, I'm too busy, can't be bothered, I'm tired, stretched, you name it, we'll find the reason for it. We get good at saying no to God when He calls. This is called no-obedience. Saying no is not a bad thing in the right circumstances. But the right circumstance is never saying no to God when He asks you to do something. Why? Because He knows what you don't. He knows what you can become. He knows what He's saving you from and freeing you into. He has better, sees greater, and thinks higher than you or I. Are you no-obedient to God? Bible reading, Genesis 3, verse 14. The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. Reflection. Did you know that saying no when God commands has consequences? Like in the scripture, Adam, Eve, and the serpent all said no to God's command, and they had to face the consequences of their actions. These actions would change the course of mankind forever. What are you saying no to when God has clearly called you to better? Decide today. Move into His purpose, and you will never be the same again. Declaration. Today I say yes to you, Jesus. And that is your daily dose.